from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The streak is snapped, ladies and gentlemen. We can all breathe easy this morning. Hi. Hi, everybody. I'm Anthony Lima. Across me is Danny Cunningham.
Hi, Anthony Lima. How are you?
It's great to have you here. Owen, they call him Big Country. Mitchapalooza, how he signs his emails. It is great to have everybody on board after a Guardians victory, especially one where there was a power surge. You finally got some of the bats woken up. Jose Ramirez, we were wondering, was he going to get a home run this month? Was he going to end the slump? And he did. Three straight innings. They had home runs, led off the innings in home runs. That was a nice departure from what we had seen the last 3 weeks.
It was needed, and it was needed, I think, for quite a few reasons, because you don't want to lose four in a row, and they haven't this year. And I know that stat keeps floating around, which I think is a little bit of an overrated stat. But this team, I think, has been searching for a couple of weeks for reasons to feel good about themselves. And every team across baseball, whether you're good or not, unless you're, you know, the 0-1 Seattle Mariners, it's going to win 110 plus games. Every team is going to have stretches like this. But the quicker you can find your way out of this, and that's not to say that the Guardians have, like, they could very well go out and lose today. And we
feel
exactly.
It's a good pitching matchup today.
And then we feel bad about this team again. But last night, not just the fact that they won, but the fact that the way they won. I feel better about that game winning 5-4 than I would have if it would have been a 2-1 ball game, because they needed to score. Like, offensively is where they've struggled. They've wasted, I think, some pretty good pitching performances over the last couple of weeks, which is a little surprising given how their season has gone, where they haven't had the best starting pitching. But they've wasted a few good starting pitching performances. So for last night, them to win because they scored runs, I thought that was a really good sign. That was something I needed to see.
It was a sight for sore eyes. We had home runs. We had balls launched all over the place. We had potentially the vortex intervening again. Where have you been all my life? I ceased to see any of the TikToks lately. Where was all the conversation about the vortex?
The wind
and the
died
jet
down.
Stream?
The wind died down. That's what
the
caused
humidity.
This. Yeah,
we were there last night in left field. Couple behind us from Texas that were from Cleveland originally, in town from Texas, and they go, "Man, I don't remember him hitting this many home runs." And I just turn around and go, "It's the vortex, man." And then we got in a whole conversation. It was amazing.
That's all you have to say, right?
Now they know the vortex will be back in Arlington. Talked about. The Rangers are afraid of us.
Spreading the word. I love it.
Will we get August vortex? That's what we're wondering. I think it was obviously great that they were able to snap out of it. You wondered, you know, pitching matchup-wise, both teams were going with what? Relievers, and you're wondering what that was going to look like on paper, and then tonight's totally different. You have, you know, Flaherty versus Bibee, which is going to be an exciting matchup. So you really wanted to win last night. I get all that. But I know it's been a common theme of fans, because they've got off to such a great start, and then it wasn't just a great start anymore. Then it was prolonged. Then it was, hey, is this team just good? And we all kind of decided around like the 50-game mark. We're like, no, they're just good. This isn't a good start anymore. And despite all the issues that we've seen come to the surface, despite all the chatter about the trade deadline, We were starting to hammer vote a little bit, which I thought was kind of silly because it's like, welcome to Major League Baseball. You're going to lose a lot of games. That's just the nature of this sport. I didn't understand some of that.
For the most part, every team's going to win 50, you're going to lose 50. And the Guardians, I still think they're good. Like, I understand maybe we were a little premature, and I got on these airwaves and I talked about how I want this team to go out and win the World Series, and I still feel that way. But this team, just because they went through what's been a slow stretch, I actually think that reinforces how I felt before, that they need to go out, they need to make additions, they need to be aggressive over the next week before the trade deadline arrives. That's what I need to see.
I
think this is a team that is begging for that to happen. A couple of years ago when they won the division, they won that playoff series against the Rays, they didn't add anybody. And the thinking of the front office was that by not making a move, they were showing the clubhouse that they believed in them. I think that this clubhouse is very different. I don't think that that is the lever that should be pulled here. I think this is a clubhouse that needs to see the front office believe in them by going out and making an external move.
I think they will. Obviously, we will debate the type of move, and so much of an emphasis on the pitching for so long. Now it's like, oh no, you need another hitter too. You need at least another hitter. And then it becomes okay, but on what level? Like, are you going to outbid a team like Baltimore? Are you going to outbid the Yankees who you know, every single year it's almost a tradition that they make their team better, at least on paper. Never know how it's going to play out, but on paper, they're going to get better. What about Minnesota? They have similar needs that we do. Are they going to jump in? And does it look, how will it look if Minnesota makes a bigger move on paper than you make?
That would look bad because I've seen some rumblings out of the Great White North up there that they're dealing with some financial hard cappings as they approach this trade deadline. So I don't know how big of a player they're going to be. I'd like to see the Guardians go out, spend money if they need to. You just had and I'm not big MLB draft guy. I'm not going to act like I know who all these guys are. But it seems like a lot of people around the industry think the Guardians had a really good draft. Mm-hmm. So the farm system's bolstered. Like, if there's a time, I think, to go all in with a move, like an Andrew Miller 2016 type move, now's the time to do it. And you think about a move like that, where they gave up a lot, whatever happened to the guys they gave up? For the most part, nothing. So sometimes that can be, I think hanging on to prospects gets overrated because we fall in love with the potential of these guys that 60% of the time don't pan out.
There's no doubt. I'd be stunned if they didn't make a move or even a few moves. I think that goes without saying. But one thing that was very interesting to me, I'm listening to the afternoon show yesterday, and finally, like, somebody like Nick Wilson has been high on this team all year. And so he's been loving life because he's been the one at the station that has been accurate and has looked great about the team. But it is funny how they'll pull the emotions out of anybody. I mean, Kenny the last few weeks was acting like these were all, you know, life or death games. And I was like, man, I'm impressed that the passion is there. I can't live all summer like that.
No.
There's just not the way that baseball is ever meant to be watched. And then I heard yesterday the afternoon show was talking about whether it was a must-win game. And look, we were thrilled. And you could even see it, Mitch. You sent to the show a video right after the game.
Yeah, it was a 10-second clip of the Guardians getting in the celebration line. And there was three specific players that I was focused in on. It was Clase, it was Jose, and it was Josh Naylor. And the look on their faces wasn't the usual ones of when they're celebrating. You know, the good vibes are happening, they're high-fiving, celebrating. It kind of just looked like, all right, we got that victory. Let's get to the next one. And that was sort of the sense that I got from that game.
Relief?
Yes. Relief, not just because it's Clase, but relief that you were able to get a victory, and because that game was 5-2 at one point, and then the Tigers got a couple of runs on some miscues from the Guardians. You had that pickoff throw to first that got away. You had a couple of miscues there, and then a couple of balls that went to the warning track late in the game that nearly tied the matchup.
So I understand that coming from them. From the fans, I am so fascinated that people are watching these games the way they are, and it's a good thing. It's a really good team, a good thing for the investment that I think the city, that the region has right now in the team. That's why, again, trade deadline is going to be huge because you can't have this kind of investment, the kind of walk-up crowds they've had,
right,
the attendance, the fandom at home with the TV ratings. as high as they are. The most baseball talk I've heard in the city for a while. It really, we're not talking just the diehards. We're not talking just the gatekeepers. We're not talking certain demographics. I mean, everybody has been excited about this start.
It's because this team feels different. I think it's because there's a different manager. It doesn't feel as if, and it felt like with Terry Francona, that they would get off to an okay start. It felt like the same thing every year. They'd get off to an okay start. They'd play their best baseball at the end of July, August into September. They'd get to the playoffs, and with the exception of 2016, they wouldn't do anything. Right? That kind of gets old after a while. And I think because there is newness here, it has led to people being more excited. And you also have to talk about what the expectations were. We had the same expectations for this team for the most part every year for the last decade.
I had no expectations this year.
Exactly. That's why it's more exciting because, and you bring up Nick Wilson as someone who's been high on them, and good for Nick for having that foresight. But the vast majority of people either didn't know what to expect or expected this team to win like 78 games. So when they've won 60 of their first 100 and they've been one of the best teams in baseball, they've got the best record in the American League still. I think it's much easier to get excited about a team that doesn't have super high expectations. It's a little bit, in some ways, like the Browns last year once Deshaun Watson got hurt, and they still found ways to win, even if you felt like that was maybe a little bit more smoke and mirrors with the quarterback play than this is, because I think this team is actually good. But when the expectations are lowered and the team is still good, I think that's when it's the most fun to be a fan.
But that's what's hilarious, though, to me, is that you just said they're 60 and 40. Right now, that is tied with the Orioles for the best record in the American League. It is the best first 100-game start for the Guardians since 1999. And yet, I'm hearing people at the station, and I'm hearing people yesterday say it was a must-win game, and I'm just like, man, you guys realize there's a lot more games left.
And also, it's July 23rd.
That was not a must-win game last night. They could have lost four in a row. The season doesn't end. I get that the players were relieved. That's awesome. I get that Kwan certainly, after the game, seemed like he thought that was a biggie. And that's great. That's awesome. I love that. As a fan, I'm not calling any of these must-win games.
Must-win games do not exist in July in baseball. They don't. There are, in the month of July, there are no must-win games, I would argue, in any sport. I don't think there's a must-win game on the calendar in July.
And you said any sport. Well, what other sports play in July?
WNBA, I guess the Olympics start, but it's not like the knockout rounds.
Yeah,
NBA Summer League, there's no such thing as a must win.
But in general, was it a must win?
But those aren't games,
those
are tournaments.
For Xander Schauffele, was it a must win at the Open Championship? I am thrilled that they won yesterday. It was awesome that you were there, Owen. Were you feeling tension in the crowd?
No.
Or was it just a Tuesday in July?
It was a Tuesday in July.
So who are the people that are this worked up over a rough stretch?
I didn't see anybody throwing their hats when, you know, the ball got trapped underneath the runner at first and Naylor wasn't able to get it home in time. Like, none of that stuff happened.
Was there grumbling when Jose Ramirez dropped that pop-up?
No, because he turned around and immediately threw it to second and got the out.
Yeah, but you see what I mean? Like, these people that were at the game, Owen was at the game, they're having a nice experience. At no point did that feel must wins. We reserve that for, all right, Ohio State, Michigan. It's a must win, okay? The Browns, it'll feel, even though it won't be, it'll feel like a must win week one against Dallas.
The only thing that I don't know if it, maybe because Detroit was throwing a bullpen day, and it was one of those deals where they kept just cycling pitchers in and out. And you're like, well, if they're not going to come with their start, they've got two guys that, you know, are on the trade block because, you know, they're top guys. And it's not one of those guys. We've got to beat a team that's just throwing out, you know, trying to get through a game.
So you think that could have gone into that?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you're right. Yeah. It's the difference between being 60 and 40 and 59 and 51.
Listen, make a case. If you were watching that game last night and you think that a lot was riding on that win and it was critical and you were going into it thinking it was life or death, let me know why. 216-474-0092, because those are the people that I'm starting to worry about. Because if you're feeling that way now, do you not really think that they're going to hold on? Do you not really believe in the manager, in your rookie manager? Because Tito, you could set your watch by it. Like you said, the slow starts, and then he'd figure out his team, right?
Yeah, they would be a 500 team. Right now, they would probably be 51-49 right. with Terry Francona as the manager. But we know they'd probably finish with about 90 wins. That's what they did just about every year. But if you're stressed about last night, how do you feel during October? Like, how do you survive playoff games? Because I don't think there are very many things in sports more stressful than playoff baseball. But there's also not very many things in sports that are less stressful than a Tuesday in July.
All right, 216-474-0092. We'll get your reaction on that. When we come back, we'll get some reaction from that rookie manager. Boy, it was a critical moment for him, seeing one Guardian go long. We will explain. Plus, there was some big news for the Cleveland Browns yesterday. No holdouts. They'll be in Greenbrier, and they'll have their football team. Amari Cooper signs a new contract. Was it a good move for Amari Cooper? I think we all feel it was a good move for the Browns. We'll explain next here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
60-40 for your Cleveland Guardians. After the win last night, they ended the three-game skid, and they did so with a power surge 5-4 victory, and with Jose Ramirez ending the drought as well. Now this was a bullpen game all the way around, and a nice change of pace from the obviously the missing firepower that they have had, Danny Cunningham, of late at the plate.
Yeah, seeing them go deep, the number of times they did, I think three home runs last night, that's very important. And like I said in the first segment, winning games is great. And I would have been happy had they won that game 2-1, but I needed to see them win a game that they won because of their offense. Because there have been too many games during this cold stretch, really since the beginning of this month, where they've actually had good pitching performance.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Performances, which hasn't always been the case this year, but they've had good pitching performances that have been wasted because they couldn't score four or five runs. So scoring five runs last night almost to me was more important than actually winning the game. I'm not going to go all the way and say that, but it was pretty important to me that they scored as many runs as they did.
Not only that, they led off three separate innings consecutively with home runs, getting people like Owen very pumped. His kids were chasing baseballs around the outfield.
We were doing high fives.
Oh, you got to love a good high-five.
High-fiving strangers.
That's
good
high-five
five rocks,
in
man.
In this political season, yes. You're high-fiving strangers?
Well, I would immediately ask them, what'd you think about Sunday?
Yeah, what's going on? Who are you going to vote for? So it was very nice. And, hey, take it from Stephen Kwan, though. They were not ever in panic mode.
I don't think there was any strategy towards that. I don't think anybody felt a certain way. 162 games for a reason. Three games in 162 is a drop in the bucket. It didn't feel like we did anything different.
All right. Didn't sound like he was calling it a must-win game. Now, there was a correction that somebody wanted me to issue. Mitch, you received a phone call.
Well, I received a text from Keith Britton who said that the quote from Nick was taken out of context a little bit. Said it was as close to a must-win as it gets in the month of July because of the pitching matchup. A chance to still win and even the series, which it's 1-1 now,
okay,
and getting things going in a positive direction.
So the term must win was used by the host in question.
Yes.
As close to a must win as it gets. How do you feel about that?
I feel like it did sound like I took the quote out of context. However,
have you done that before?
Never.
If you say it.
But you did use the term must and win, and you put them next to each other, and you mentioned it about a July baseball game, and you gave 1,000 reasons why it was a pretty important game. I mean, stop trying to buttress it up with anything else. It was a must win. You were thinking it was a must win. You just didn't want to say it.
You didn't want to go all the way there. You wanted to say, it's pretty
ridiculous.
Close.
It's ridiculous.
What percentage of a must win was that? Was that 90% of a must win? Was that 85%? Was that 60%?
Back. I'm volleying back, Mitch. Wow. If you find out any information off the air, please feel free to let me know. Meanwhile, Jose Ramirez with the home run is first all month long. What did his manager have to say about that?
I'm sure the pressure valve got released for him. It might have been the longest stretch of his life without hitting a home run. But this is one of the elite players in the league. He's going to go through those times. Every single player on the planet goes through stretches like that. But, you know, it's a couple nights in a row with some hits, and he's starting to look like himself.
Sounded like a must home run game for Jose Ramirez.
It did feel like quite a few guys. He talked about that pressure valve getting released, right? It feels like quite a few guys in this lineup feel that way right now. I will say that. It feels like quite a few guys, and every hitter goes through that, but it feels like everyone
like
at once is going through it. Yeah.
Did
like Stephen Kwan, since the day he was hitting 400, is hitting like 200.
He couldn't get anything going.
No.
And it was
nothing.
Crazy to see for as spectacular as he has been. Not only that, I mean, you just go up and down. Like we're mentioning Ramirez.
Right.
I know Naylor didn't do anything yesterday, but
he popped out on a 3-0 pitch, so that was great to see.
He
super excited about that.
The over aggressiveness on Naylor,
pitch selection's terrible.
I do
right now.
Wonder, are we starting to bit like legitimate? I'm not worried about Kwan, I'm not worried about Ramirez, but Naylor is somebody. Just look at the eyes are not on it right now.
No,
he is not dialed in.
No, who was it more of a must home run game for last night? Was it Stephen Kwan? Was it Jose Ramirez? Was it John Kenzie Noel?
Are you power rank him?
Are we going to power ranking run. Who needed a home run
no,
the most?
Danny, you brought it up. This floor is yours.
Let's go, Danny. You only get three.
Remember luckily, there are only three home runs. I'm going to go number one. Do I start at one or three?
That's the thing about the power ranking.
No rule there.
It's what you want to do.
Okay. It's what I want to do. Number one, Jose Ramirez.
He needed the most.
Little worried about the home run derby messing up the home run swing.
Oh, stop it.
Little worried
you're
about it.
You're not one of them, are you? You're going to take
number
the fun
two,
out of the
number
home run derby.
Two,
side of the plate.
Number two, Stephen Kwan. Need to see him be more consistent. The power has been great. Number three, John Kenzie Noel. I'm not sold that he's going to be a long-term great hitter, so I just care a little bit less.
Interesting. You didn't go with the nickname there.
The nickname's great, but like we have to remember the guy has a real name. We're allowed to call him by his actual name. I don't have to call him Big Christmas every time I talk about him.
I don't hear anybody. I can't remember the last time it's been just a nickname. Like, think about it. Donovan Mitchell nobody, when he's actually playing, nobody's like, hey, look, there's Spider.
No, it's Donovan Mitchell.
Nobody's doing that.
I say Spider.
Do you?
All the time.
You go.
I never do.
You go with the A.
Of course.
Well, it is.
That's dangerous.
It is with the A. It is with the A. That's how it is.
Probably find a new subject.
Robert in Euclid. Was that a must win yesterday?
I don't know if it's a must win, but I think I'm just a typical Cleveland fan. I'm really high on this team, but you know, we're always waiting for the bottom to fall out.
Who is always waiting? Which Cleveland fans are always waiting for the bottom to fall out?
Really, Browns fans always are. We always are. We've been let down so many times. It's natural for us to feel like eventually the bottom's going to fall out. And I don't think it's you know, blasting any fans or myself. It's just.
Do you do that with the Cavs as well?
You know, I don't live and die as much with the Cavs because they won a championship. But the Indians have been in the World Series, let us down. The Browns just haven't been there forever. So, you know, even the Watson thing, we've been let down every year. So I just think it's a natural thing. But I don't think it was a must win. But, I mean, I think we got to win the series. Go out and win the series. And then I think
so it is a must win series.
Oh, wow. They got to win the series.
Is there a must win series in July?
You must win the games individually.
Yeah, I mean, we've lost we're 9-14 the last 23 games, whatever it is. So we need to win a series. Baseball's all. Anthony, you know, baseball is about winning series. You stack up series wins, you win a division.
Did you know that, Danny?
I had heard that. So you say you're high on this team. How can you be high on this team and at the same time expect the bottom to fall out?
I'm saying I'm not negative on this team. I think this team is overachieving. I really do. With our pitching, we've overachieved batting the whole first half of the year. I think it's great. I mean, everybody's loving it. It's great. I just don't think one game in the end of July was a must win, but I do think you got to win series. Start
all right, Robert.
Series.
All right. Well, this was a four game. This was a four gamer.
Well, you know what they say. If you're going to win series, you got to win games.
You do. And you know what? Yesterday was a nice start. Hey, we had news on Amari Cooper yesterday.
Who?
Amari Cooper, the one lone potential holdout. It is a holdout no more. Was it a holdout at all if he ends up just showing up at training camp? Anybody can hold out during OTAs or minicamp. Meanwhile, we had...
It takes a real grievance to hold out during training camp.
That's true. Yeah, Brandon Ayuk is going to be at training camp, right?
C.D. Lamb won't be.
But he will not. Rob Maddie of the Associated Press on the Afternoon Show had this to say.
But I thought it's a big win for the Cleveland Browns when you're able to avoid a prolonged contract holdout or anything close to that and not have to give him an extension, a 30-year-old wide receiver, let him play out the final year of his deal, see where he is, and just gave him a little bit bump in salary. And it's a win-win because Amari Cooper walks out of this with $20 million this year that's guaranteed, the $5 million more in makeable, and I don't know what the makeable incentives are just yet. We'll get those at some point. But also $10 million up front today at signing. So that's a pretty good day for Amari Cooper, if you ask me, walking away with a $10 million check.
All right, that was Rob Maddie, Associated Press. A win-win. Was it truly a win for Amari Cooper, and how much better do you feel right now about this team, this offense, as we go to camp? We will talk about that next, and coming up in about 20 minutes, are you ready for some more football? I'm not. I'll explain. 92.3 The Fan. 18 games in the NFL. I have a list prepared.
It's an actual list on paper.
Of reasons why I think this is
old school.
Not a good idea. I thought I was going to be alone. Maybe I'm not. We'll go around the room. We will have panelists. We will take your calls at 216-474-0092. I couldn't get away with that topic if Ken was here. I'll just tell you right now, Ken would shout me down.
But lucky for you, I'm here.
Kenny's ready for 40 regular season games, I think, in the NFL. 18, I'll explain
why. How's he going to watch all those three times?
At least three times.
That's 120.
A lot of football watching.
He's got his other books.
I'm doing that.
He's got his other former coaches who have been gone from college football for 50 years.
Right.
He's got those books chronicling the good and the bad.
And the ugly.
And he's got his college football game, which I think that's
what he's
doing all week. I think that's what you were doing.
Well, I was doing that yesterday.
He's got his son's college football game.
That he stole.
Of course. I was doing that yesterday when you called. I don't want to put the controller down. I feel like I'm 18 again. I do not want to put the controller down. I want to play it all day long.
We can maybe get into that a little bit later on, because I just timing-wise, marriage-wise, I think it'd be a really bad idea.
Well, yeah, you have kids. I don't. It's much easier for me to do this because I don't have kids to worry about.
That's true.
If I had kids, I wouldn't be in this situation. But there are a lot of things that I get to do because I don't have kids. Like, I get to play this. I get to go golf all the time. I get to do a lot of things you don't get to do.
Just rubbing it in my face now, Danny Cunningham. The life I wanted to live.
Yeah.
Meanwhile.
Might go play 18 today.
Where? Or if it rains. You got it set up?
No, I'll go play Quail Hollow. I'll go play Quail Hollow if I play. If not,
congratulations on all your success.
Congratulations Thank you. On all yes. your success.
Very impressive.
Yes. Maybe I'll get 18 in today.
Yeah. If the weather holds off. If not, I'll just play the video game.
Weisskopf, maybe the Devlin. I don't know.
I played the Devlin on Monday.
He's playing luxury golf courses.
Probably going to say some words to you off air.
You got to know people, man.
You know, Mark Cooper might have been golfing, but now he has work to do, because he has to report to camp. The Browns, on Tuesday, agreeing to a restructured deal with wide receiver Amari Cooper, including $5 million raise. Later on in the day, we got reports, the $5 million in the way of incentives. We don't know specifically what those incentives are and how likely it is to make those. I do wonder those incentives versus, like, say, Nick Chubb's incentives.
Right,
we don't really know how
achievable they are.
Right. I think that matters, too.
100%.
Because... you know, my first notion when they signed the deal, I'm like, all right, that distraction's gone. So that's not going to be something we're going to be talking about every day. In that you're installing a new offense, if potentially you have a new play caller and you have a new receiver who's going to get some targets, like, you want all of that to get fleshed out as quickly as humanly possible. So, Danny, that part of it, absolute win.
Oh, absolutely. And the other part of this that I think you have to bring up is the Deshaun Watson factor. You're talking about a quarterback that's coming back from throwing from surgery on his throwing shoulder, entering a new time with a new offensive coordinator, doing all that while I think it's fair to have a lot of doubts about Watson, but doing all that while not having the number one wide receiver around, while having controversy and distractions going on with that guy, makes things so much more difficult. So I think if you are going to get the most out of Deshaun Watson this year, which offensively needs to happen for this team to get to where they want to get to, Amari Cooper has to be a big part of that puzzle. So getting this done before training camp, before practices start, I don't care if it was an extension. I don't care if it ended up being, you know, no extension, just more money. Getting Amari Cooper in the building and satisfied and happy and ready to go was a really big deal for this front office. They needed to get this done, or else I think this would have been a rough start and probably a pretty bad precursor for if negative things were to happen this
year. Well, I wondered what would be the likelihood, or for Amari Cooper and his representation, how uncomfortable were they willing to make this go? Because normally, unfortunately for fans, uncomfortable is what gets stuff done. Right now with Green Bay, unless something happened overnight, is that going to get uncomfortable with Jordan Love? Right? You saw the Matt Stafford situation get taken care of. We talked about CeeDee Lamb, who's ready to make things uncomfortable in Dallas. Typically, that's the way it has to go for you to get what you want. The question is, what did Amari Cooper truly want? Like, we had thrown around the Calvin Ridley deal, but the difference was that Amari's not a free agent.
Right.
He was not a free agent.
Yeah.
So he wasn't able to use that to his leverage. I will say, with this deal getting done, I think it not only increases the likelihood that he's not going to be here next year, I think it almost solidifies it.
I'd be so surprised if he's on this team next year. If he were going to be on the team next year, I think he would have gotten an extension, not a restructure, because that's what this is. We're not calling it that, because typically when you hear restructure, you think, okay, he's getting less guaranteed money. He's taking a pay cut to stay on the team. This is a restructure, too. It's just he's actually getting more money. He's getting a raise. If he were going to be on the team next year, I think he'd be under contract for next year.
So, I wonder how fans feel about that. 216-474-0092. How do you feel about that? Because I'm sitting here telling you that I think it's almost a foregone conclusion. He will not be here next year. I heard yesterday throughout the day, you know, people here on 92.3 The Fan talking about, well, maybe they can get something done during the season. That's just typically a guy his age, I'd almost be stunned if anything were to go to that. I think this is where it's left. I think this is the end of this, that, you know, people are like, well, maybe he could become more affordable. Well, then no one's going to want him. I mean, if he struggles this year, or if Judy emerges big time, or with this, the way the new offense is running, or any of the younger wide receivers on this team, Cedric Tillman, if any of that happens, I mean, that even gives the Browns more reason to look in another direction.
Next season, Amari Cooper is going to be 31. And it's really difficult for me to see this front office. And with Amari Cooper, if he just wanted, I think, a one-year extension, it'd probably be done. Like, if he just said, I want this year and I want to tack on another year, the Browns would probably be okay with that. But my guess here is that Amari Cooper probably wanted at least two, if not three or four more years tacked onto this. Like, he wants a long-term deal. He wants that last long-term deal. And signing up to have a 31-year-old wide receiver on the roster is one thing, but guaranteeing money through an age 32, 33, 34 season, the Browns are not going to sign up for that. This front office has always skewed towards younger players. They're not going to sign up for Amari Cooper at age 33, at age 34, paying him potentially $20+ million a year. Yeah, it's not going
to
happen.
I did wonder. I mean, all throughout, I was thinking it may have made sense to extend him maybe another year. I thought that was going to happen, and it didn't. And so what makes this interesting is, you're right, you get on the other side of 30 and you're a wide receiver. That is when the stock starts to fall, and that's when, especially analytically driven front offices, which, you know, I shouldn't even use that term anymore because almost all of them
all front office
are going in that direction or have been in that direction now for quite some time. I mean, here's the thing. Amari Cooper just had one of his best years. And so he doesn't look like he is getting slowed down at all. And so Amari, I would think that he wanted to get extended and wanted to make more money and get guarantees for next year and beyond. He didn't get that. So if you're wondering what the win is for Amari Cooper, I guess it's if he something really, knock on wood, bad happens to him over the course of training camp, he's got his money now for this year. It wasn't otherwise guaranteed.
And the potential to make more money. Like, I could see there's a world where some of that incentivized money is just a bonus for being active for X number of games. Like, if he's active for 15 of the 17 games, that's an extra $500,000 or extra $1 million. I don't know. The other thing to think about with him too, it's not just that he's 30. He was young when he entered the league. Like, the day he was drafted, he was 20 years old. He was 21 when he played in his first game. He's going into his 10th season. So it's that he's 30 years old, that he's going into his 10th season. You don't often, at positions other than quarterback, you don't often see guys get big money and big years after that.
Well, so it'll be interesting. If he ends up having another similar year to last year on the free agency market, I think, again, you saw contracts handed out last year like Calvin Ridley and others. He has a chance to make out big, and it most likely would not be with the Cleveland Browns. All right, 216-474-0092. Get your reaction on that Amari Cooper news. And, you know, I asked the question earlier, are you ready for some more football? I might be the one guy raising my hand and saying, no. NFL to 18 games. We'll go over that and what it means for you, the fan, next here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.